This is KERA News. I'm BJ Austin. The U.S. Supreme Court today said it would not weigh in on gay marriage appeals in five states. That means same-sex weddings could take place soon in those states, including Oklahoma. Today's court action could have an impact in Texas, where a judge's order striking down the gay marriage ban is on appeal. Plano attorney Mark Ferris applauds the Supreme Court's action. He and his partner are plaintiffs in the lawsuit to overturn the ban on gay marriage in Texas.
For all the people in Oklahoma, Virginia, Wisconsin, Utah, and Indiana, it's a huge win.
The court's action immediately ends delays on same-sex marriages in those states, and analysts expect it to clear the way for gay marriages in six additional states where appeals courts have struck down the ban. Ferris believes Texas is not far behind.
It really, I think, raises the bar now for Texas to justify why it's continuing an appeal that and spending taxpayer money, valuable taxpayer money, on an appeal that clearly has really very limited, if any, chance of success.
That's not how Jonathan Sines sees it.
There's no question that the decision means that Texas becomes even more important on this issue, and the Fifth Circuit still has an opportunity to uphold our state marriage laws, which many people expect that it will.
Sines, president of the Austin-based group Texas Values, says 76% of Texans agree that marriage is a union between a man and a woman. And in 2005, they voted to put it into the state constitution. He's optimistic about the state's chances in federal appeals court in New Orleans. Dallas attorney Peter Schulte is involved in a same-sex marriage divorce case pending in the Texas Supreme Court. He says the state could win its battle to uphold the gay marriage ban because the Fifth Circuit is one of the most conservative. And if it does,
I think the Supreme Court will step in, and I think they gave us an indication today of what their ruling will be, that gay marriage is legal and it should be legal.
The tide has turned, says C.C. Cox, director of the Dallas Resource Center, which serves the LGBTQ community.
We're now in a situation where the landscape is that we could jump from 19 states recognizing marriage equality to 30 based upon this.
But she says the battle is far from over in the courts and, importantly, in the workplace.
It's still legal to fire people in many states based upon their sexual orientation or gender identity. So we're a long way away from equality, but this is a step in the right direction in terms of recognizing our families.
Lawyers for marriage ban plaintiff Mark Ferris have filed a new request with the Fifth Circuit to hear that case in November. For KERA News, I'm BJ Austin.